Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Gorgeous. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. I'm hyped on this episode because it's all about me. Just kidding.
Woohoo!
I asked you guys on the gram what questions you had for this episode. And I won't even lie, these are the best questions that we've ever gotten. Like, to the point where I reposted again and was like, what is everyone on this Monday? Because these questions are so well-rounded. And actually, like, as much as I love Bravo and Vander Talk and all of the things, my inbox was not filled with only those questions, right? Because a lot of times it's like, okay, well, these questions are different, but like essentially the same. These people who showed up to the Give Them Lala Pod Instagram page were not messing around.
Not today.
Not today, Junior. So I'm just going to get it on and pop in.
Get it on.
The first question, I said as much as I love talking about Bravo, I'd like to talk about something else. The first question is, do you know if Jax went to Sheena's second wedding? And if so, why didn't we see him? I'm going to be totally open and honest with you. Yes, Jax and Kristen Doty and Brittany were at the wedding. We're talking about three people who are fantastic reality TV personalities. So they're at a wedding, but guess what? You want to put a camera in their face? I'm going to need a paycheck for that. Otherwise, keep me away. So that's the real reason why you didn't see any of those people at Sheena's wedding when they filmed it. It was like, I will show up. You're more than welcome to film me, but there has to be some sort of transaction. And I respect it. Right? At that point, okay, you're now putting me to work. I'm not just sitting here and having
profession.
Fun at a wedding.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's that one. Do you have any sympathy for Rachel, Raquel, now that the dust has settled? I wanted to read that one because we've, at this point, wrapped season 11. We now know she didn't come back, which is fine. I wasn't planning on her coming back anyway. Do I think it was like not the greatest move? We talked about this when we touched on the Bethany Frankel, Raquel Levis podcast. You're going to see a lot in season 11 that I don't think people expect from me ever because I'm very much like this all the time. And actually, you want to know who pointed this out to me, Jess?
Oh.
I won't say her name, but my agent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to blow her spot up. She's like, please don't talk about me. I'm like, you're being talked about, actually. She was like, it's so interesting to me that you don't know how to say what you mean, but like be calm. Like you either are like really, really down for somebody or you're ripping their head off. You don't know how to be like, hey, I really like you. This annoys me. Can you please stop doing that? She's like, you sugarcoat it. It's black or white. And I don't know how to change that. I think for the first time, maybe this season, you'll see me in the gray. And I don't want to give a storyline away, but you will see my feelings on how I feel about Raquel or Rachel.
That's interesting. She means maybe just in...
In general, in life.
Oh, because I don't feel the Lala we see a lot, or me. I can't speak for Easton. I feel... You can. I feel I've seen it before where you're like, hey, I'm not a big fan of this and I'm just going to tell you straight up and I've seen it I've seen it, but maybe it's because you get passionate when it's different people and other people. Maybe you're, I don't know, but I've seen it before, but I get what she's saying, but I've also seen you be like, I'm not a big fan of this. I'm going to let you know and move on.
And you still feel like I'm being like direct, but also
direct,
kind.
But sweet. Yes. I've seen it myself. You know what I'm saying? Like I've seen it. So it's just interesting. Maybe you choose the people that you give that to. Maybe some people it's not worth it. You're like, I'm either going to blow up on you or not, you know?
What are you guys like?
You?
You are like that?
Yeah.
You can't, if you're...
Yeah, I'm pretty, yeah. Like, I'm, there's no middle ground for me. It's either I'm, like, just going through it and eating my words or eating what I want to say to somebody, or then I'm just really lethal and on 100.
That's so true. Easton
like, I
does
can,
go.
Yeah, like, I'll just eat it, and I won't let anybody know that it's, like, affecting me.
Keep
but
it
I'll
inside.
Eat it and eat it, and then there's one, and then once I break, I'm at 100.
Really?
But that's, I feel like, how law is, though.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I will say,
I feel like we got that from Dad.
Yeah. Like, I'll just, the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Like, you hold it,
yeah.
hold it, and
I'll
then
just hold it, and
you
then,
break.
Yeah, and it's sometimes I'll usually bust, like, I'll rip open the people that I love, because I'm like, I can come back from it with you.
Oh, you like know? The like, unconditional love.
Yeah, like, I'm just having a bad day, so I'll take it out on, like, my homies, or you guys. But I do it because it's like, I have to let it go, but I have to have, like, I'm doing it on people who know me and will be like, all right, we see it, we accept your apology, because I usually apologize.
Right.
But I usually just go from there to 100.
I feel that so hard.
Yeah.
Do you do that
and
same
then
thing?
I, and
taking
then
stuff
to,
out on poor Kyle, poor mom, poor dad, poor Katie, and they're like...
And it's, from other,
because I know they'll forgive me,
yeah,
and it's from
other
outside
people,
things.
Yes.
But I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take it out on them, and they're and because I know I can come back from it, and that's not good.
No,
that's
it isn't
healthy.
Good. I've
no, but I warned. I like warned my mom.
See, but that's
she's
good.
She's like, why are you like this right now? And I was like, because everyone's annoying me, and I'm gonna need you to fucking take it for a moment. And she's
oh,
like, all right, by all
me.
Means.
She'll be like, Lauren is on 100 today. Just make sure to step on eggshells. Okay.
Will she send you fair
she'll
warning?
She'll text me. Yeah, aww. She'll be like, Orton, she usually doesn't text me. She'll call me. I'm letting the dogs out. Lauren's on one. All right. You want to come over?
By the way, Lisa calling me Lauren, my child now, I don't know if any of you guys saw the video I posted a while back of Ocean like having a mind-blowing moment of me being Lala and Mama. And being like, it's so funny. But now she calls me Lauren. So not even my child can say my name.
She calls me Lauren.
Lauren.
Yes. She'll say, I love you, Lauren. And I'm like, no, Lauren. So I've been trying to teach her how to say Lauren. But I told Mom, I'm like, Mom, you got to call me like something different. Because it hurts my soul that a child I gave birth to can't pronounce my name correctly.
Do you care that she calls your first name? Because I remember my dad, when I would say Amy, just joking to my mom, he'd be like, disrespectful, you call her mother. But I think it's so cute when I hear little kids say, like, their parents' first names. I'm like, that is so cute.
I don't mind it at all.
You don't care, yeah.
No, and she also messes with me at times where she'll say Lala, and I'll, like, give her, like, grumpy face.
She does
teasing.
It for the attention.
Yeah. She'll say, no, Mama. And then I'll give her love. But she's also into telling me lately that she's proud of me, which is so stinking cute because obviously she's just saying things that we probably say to her. You know, I now know why she says stop it all the time. Because when I discipline, I tell her, you stop it right now. So now I know. I was like, where is she getting this? You don't realize how you talk until your child starts saying things and you're like, where are they learning this? And then it's like, oh, that makes sense.
And you catch yourself. The other day I said to you, you came down and I was like, you're so pretty. And then 5 seconds later, Ocean looked at you and she's like, Mommy, you're so pretty. Even though she says it anyway. But then I was like, oh, and smart and wise. And I was like, oh, I got to put other describing words in there because she's
totally
picking up on that.
Yeah. It's like the one that I always tell her, like, we're so proud of you. So now she's like, I'm so proud of you, Lala.
Lala.
It's like, it's the cutest freaking thing in the world. Oh. Having children is really fucking epic.
Oh.
What would everyone's last meal be if you were on death row? Love the pod. Jess and I have talked about this before. I do not ever eat lamb because it makes me so sad. But if it were my last meal, I would have a gyro.
Damn.
Mm. Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, I'm this. Give me a steak, lobster tail, garlic mashed potatoes, and broccoli. Done.
I think that's what I'd get.
Is that
really?
What you'd
get? Yeah, like a steak and mashed potatoes.
Lobster. Oh,
but I do
so
like the Idaho potatoes.
Mm, the baked.
Oh, so just the one that can't come straight out the pack?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty bomb.
Yep.
No, I would do full Mediterranean meal.
Would you do
tzatziki? Yeah. I do like the lamb gyro with the yummy pita and like the lemon rice. All of that stuff, right? Such good hummus.
Mm.
And then a plethora of sparkling water. But to wash all of that down, I would order a bottle of honey Jack Daniels.
I was going to say, would you do alcohol?
We're breaking sobriety, bitch. If I'm on death row about to croak, I'm relapsing.
Mm.
Okay? Sure. Don't get upset about it.
You're dying.
No, I'm assuming there's no way, like no one's coming in to like do some sort of reform and bring me out of prison. Like I'm going down. I'm putting me straight to sleep. Yes, I'd like to numb a bit. All right.
Well, the last meal, there's no, I think it's the day before or the morning of, so there's no room for
that. My bigger question is, why am I on death row?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what I did to get there.
Oh, I know what you did.
What did I do?
Someone messed with your child.
Oh, I killed someone.
Done.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I can think of a few.
Headline.
I mean, do you ever think, like, when you get asked these questions, like, you're on death row, it's like, this is less about the meal now. What exactly did I do to get here? You know, was I like some like crazy serial killer that left like notes and tried to lead the police in different directions? Or was it like I just kind of like
stabbed lost, the guy on the beach on accident?
Like I just kind of lost my mind. This got dark.
Oh, uh-oh.
This got very, very dark. Lala, do you have any new future business plans that you're thinking of?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I actually really love this one and I want to combine it with this other beautiful woman who asked me, how are you planning to grow your brand in the event Vanderpump Rules gets canceled? I have a lot of things in the works. Jessica and I hustle our little asses off because the goal is empire, empire, empire. So yes, I've looked at my brand and reevaluated it because when I created it and when it started, let's remember, I was also drinking a lot. Not saying that I don't love the brand. I do, but just there's been a shift on what's important to me in my life and things that really have always been important to me, but they were on the back burner. They should have been on the front burner the whole time, and now they are. So we are in a space, and now I have a phenomenal team around me where I can sit there and spew my ideas on what I want something to look like, and then I have these amazing minds who know how to, you know, make that come to fruition. And so I cross my fingers and I manifest and I work really hard and what's meant to be will always be. But when it comes to worrying about if the brand is okay with or without Vanderpump Rules, I mean, my brand is rarely shown on Vanderpump Rules. You know, I think the first time it was ever even acknowledged that I had a brand was season 9. And I've noticed that I'm fortunate enough to have the brand do well on its own, like with or without the show. Is it nice to be relevant? Absolutely. But I don't feel like that part fuels the brand. Just from what I've seen, just looking at the numbers, I have not made a parallel of like, okay, because I'm on TV, this is why the brand thrives. People know of the brand because of my face, but I think I'm out in the world where that's the show I'm on, but I'm a standalone. And that could be in my own mind, but I like being in my own mind.
It's funny because working for you, I don't even like, of course, as an outsider, you ask that question, but I think those are to me two completely separate things. It's like the show and then Lala and her brand. And to me, it's like they never cross over. They sometimes do, but I'm like rarely ever. Those are separate.
Yeah, I never put those together.
I don't put them together at all.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of weird when cameras say, like, we're going to film that. I'm like, no, you're in front. We have a well-oiled machine over here. Like, please don't come over here and try to fuck with it with the cameras.
Don't
you know?
Fuck this shit
like,
up.
We move in a certain way, right? We're plugging right along. the moment they're like, we'd like to film that, it's like, why are things getting a little wonky now?
The nuts and bolts aren't tight.
So let's just hope that the way that I want to rebrand, restructure, whatever you want to call it, when that does take place, that we are off to the races.
And I've heard some of your ideas on your rebrand, and I think everybody should be very excited.
Ooh.
Is that tea?
Teaser.
I love this. I love the tea.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort. And for me, that means wearing my new favorite super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
Easton, you can participate in this conversation. Can you talk about your journey with vaping? I know you talked about quitting, but I'm interested. Easton, do you vape?
I do, yes. But it's either yours or my roommate's.
Don't pin this on us.
Here's the thing. I don't know why I do it. It's a fixation of like, I just do it.
Hand to mouth?
Yeah. And then I always feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, why did I hit it? But if it wasn't around, like when I go with mom and run errands for a full day, say I'm with just her and O, and you're not near and I'm just her. If there's not a vape, I don't need it. Like, I'm not like,
you don't think about it?
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, I don't need it. Like,
really?
I don't need it. It's just like when it's around, I'm just like, oh, there it is. Let me hit that thing. But I don't feel like I need it. But when I see it, I'm like, all right, I'll hit it.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah. Jessica, you don't vape. Ever thought about it?
Oh, I've tried it and I hate it.
I don't know why.
I hate it. So this was years ago, but I was like, sure, I'll try it. It's strawberry fun. And I was like, ugh, gross. Get it away.
It makes me depressed when people who don't smoke the vape are like, sure, I'll give it a hit. And they hack. I'm like, oh, you got healthy lungs.
Oh,
I know. But you probably just need to try a different flavor.
Easton's like, here, I'll give you some.
A good flavor.
Well, it is fun because like all of us who vape on Vanderpump, we all have different flavors. So when we get together, for me, it's like the equivalent to like a wine tasting. I'm like, ooh, Ariana's got the lychee berry. We got James Kennedy coming in clutch with the watermelon.
Oh, and then we've got Katie, who's a little bit wild, and she's got the naked flavor. It's like, not really sure what it is. Tastes a little minty, tastes a little something, something. You know, it's like.
Do you hit each other's? Is it like a fun?
Oh, yeah. Pass that Dutch, baby. pass the Dutch, baby. What does that mean, pass the Dutch?
I thought it was, a blunt? That's what I thought.
I don't know. I learned it from Missy Elliott.
From Missy Elliott. But I have a question about the vape. Actually, it's not a question. It's just. I thought about this the other day because I was driving and everyone I see is smoking their vape. 10 years ago, if we just flashed into the future and drove down and you guys saw it, wouldn't you be like, what the fuck is everyone doing? What is happening? It's not cigarettes. Or would you think like, I don't know. It's just so weird.
I'd be grossed out because I've always been grossed out by any type of smoking. And I never smoked. Actually, that's a lie, and I've talked about this before. Apparently, the night I hooked up with Ariana, and I'm sorry if you guys have been day one listeners, I've talked about this before. Apparently, I smoked a cigarette the night I hooked up with Ariana in the back of Sandoval's car. We went to the nice guy. I don't remember much. Smoked a cigarette, tried to fight some person half naked. I was half naked.
It sounds
so that
right.
Did happen, but I don't recall. So in my mind, never smoked a cigarette. Cut to, I get sober, and all of the sudden, I'm in AA meetings, and people are smoking vapes, or they're having their cigarettes outside, and I just, like, hit my friend's vape outside, and after that, it was like, this is my new vice, and I can, and I'll kick it later and worry about it later. I did take, obviously, when you and I think we talked about this, I said I'm quitting the vape.
Mm-hmm.
I quit for... I hardly quit.
4 days.
No, it was actually seven. Right? It was seven.
It was a week.
However, I smoked other people's vapes. My big thing was like, I'm just not going to buy one. Then we go into filming a reality TV show. And I said, fuck this. Mm. I cannot deal with not one single thing. Right? So I buy the vape again. Obviously, there's going to be stressful situations. It's not like I wrap this season and then life stops and it's like, okay, go into quarantine and like never remove yourself from it because life is bliss. But I'm trying to get life insurance for Ocean right now. And smoking vape, cigarettes, doesn't matter, is like a huge red flag and definitely plays a part in what kind of life insurance you can get for whoever. And so I told the person who's working this out for me, I said, please just give me until we wrap filming. I was like, and then I swear to God, if it's about my kid and making sure she's set up, God forbid something happens to me, I will give up the vape. Like, there will be no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I was telling a lot of my friends this, and they were like, why didn't you just lie? And this is where my mind goes. Let's just say I lie about it. Something happens to me. I'm dead. They do what they do to a dead person.
An autopsy.
They then are dealing with, okay, she has life insurance. It goes to her daughter, Ocean. They obviously have to go through protocol to make sure that all is good before Ocean gets that money. They take my blood. They see, this bitch said she doesn't smoke. She definitely smokes. She been smoking for a while. Ocean then does not get that money.
100%.
I fucked up. I lied on the paperwork. I'm telling you what, I will not do it. I will not do it.
I will not tell a lie. Who is that? Like Uncle Sam or something? I don't know. That is so, but do you remember quitting? Why do I remember a month or two of you quitting?
And I slept really well.
Last year, wasn't it? You slept well. You, I think, gained a little weight in a great way. And I'm not saying you told me that. That's why I'm saying
that. I did gain weight. I did gain weight.
And you felt better. This was like last year. You quit for like a month or two. And then I don't know what. I think you picked it back up or something.
My life happened.
Life.
And for some reason, I think that I need something like that. And yes, the vape is awesome. The most fantastic part of my day is in the morning, first hit.
With your coffee? That's what people say.
Yeah, with the coffee.
In her bathrobe.
In my bathrobe, housewives.
I come over to
on.
Just that every day. Every morning, I walk into the house with her hitting her vape, her cup of coffee, and her robe.
See, the let me best. Tell you, I feel you though, because if someone told me I had to give up coffee, I'd say no. My best moment is the morning, that first sip of coffee.
Totally, but I feel so much better when I'm not vaping. So I am going to get rid of it. And I will think every time I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm fiending.
go, my daughter needs a healthy parent, but also deserves, if something happens to me, she, you know, is well taken care of. So there's that. The journey is hard. If you have never smoked a vape, do not pick it up. I have heard, because I've said to people in AA who do not smoke, I tell them, you know, I've given up alcohol. I'm going to be fine. They're like, giving up the vape is as hard as giving up heroin. It's no fucking joke.
Oh, my God.
Boy. Yes. So it's terrifying. Do not pick it up. I'm warning everybody. It is a nightmare. Okay? I fiend for it. So I'm going to be tweaking for a little bit. But you know what? All is good. Easton, this girl wants to know if you're single. She claims she's asking for a friend, but to me it sounds like they want a tag team.
Ooh, I'm up for a tag team.
Wait, what do you mean it's, oh, the friend and her. Got it.
She said, is Easton single? I'm asking for a friend. And I'm like, the lies, the lies.
Yeah, I'm single and ready to threesome out.
Red flag. You don't want him, ladies. Yeah, right. You're such a good guy.
No.
You're having fun.
I wouldn't know what to do in a threesome.
Have you ever had one?
No, I could get too scared.
Have you, La? Yeah.
One time. It wasn't fun.
Oh.
There's too many hands. Oh. Three's a crowd.
It was just like weird. Like someone's watching and then there's like trying to make you feel like you're a part of it and then the swap happens and you're like, you know, I think I'm good.
It's like playing Twister. Stupid.
Twister would probably be more, like naked Twister with two others would probably be more fun than a threesome. But I've never had one, so I don't know.
But yes,
you've never
I'm
had
single.
One either?
Never. That wasn't like a thing. I don't know. I don't know what situation I would have ever been in.
I was wasted at the Grand America Hotel in downtown Salt Lake City.
With who? Just a group of friends?
I won't tell.
Okay. It was someone you knew. This isn't like a random.
No. I knew them since I was in like high school.
Good. Okay. Yes. That makes more sense.
Easton, what do you look for in a chick? We know that they have to be as cool as you.
I don't know. That's hard. Dope personality. Somebody who can keep their own. Somebody who walks in a room and it changes the whole aura of the room.
Wait, really?
Does age
matter?
No.
Okay.
So age doesn't matter. True. Looks really doesn't matter that much. I like a certain body type, though. Like, I like shorter girls.
Okay.
Like what? Like 5,
like five
feet
foot
to 5'3"?
Four. I'll get 5'4".
That is.
But I like
petite,
some hip.
Compact.
Yeah. But
like
I like
hips?
Some curves on it too.
5'4" is not that short. I'm over here 5 foot.
No,
nothing.
Like see, no,
and
5 foot is good. Like I like 5'4".
Like
5 foot to 5'4" is perfect.
It's
like,
good
for me. That's what I love. But I know guys who like 5'7".
How tall are you, La?
I'm like 5'6.5".
You've got height.
When I tried to like be a model, I said I was 5'7", which is like, well,
you
great
to
bitch,
be
you're
foot.
Still short.
You have to be
5'8",
right?
Still missing something.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like 5'7", thinking they were going to freaking Giselle me in Paris. They did not.
Bravo did.
Bravo for sure did. Okay. Where does your friendship stand with Ariana? I think we have a great friendship. We'll see what the feels are after the season airs. Again, like, we're always open and honest with each other as a cast, but then you see things where you're like, wait a minute, pump the brakes here. And for some reason, I always say something. Something that doesn't land right. Something that I try to, like, put in a way where it's like, I want to let you know I'm coming from a good place here. So I don't know. Right now, we're good.
Good.
Right now, I'm just, like, sailing away in friendships, right? It was a bonding experience what happened. There was like so much time that had passed where it was like, okay, this friendship obviously needs to, you know, be laid to rest. We're never going to be what we once were. But then when you have a common hatred for someone, not saying that we're there now, the hate part, but when that happened and we were all like to Sandoval, it's like bonding moment, right? Then Sandoval says the epic words to Raquel, we'll see how long that lasts. And we will see. Who knows, right? It's a weird environment to have friendships in. Gets toxic. However, I will say the one thing that I love about reality TV is without cameras around, right? If you're feeling some type of way about a friend, it is easier to just push things under the rug. You know, don't deal with it. Take a little break. Decline going to dinner. Being on reality TV forces you to have uncomfortable conversations that you don't want to have, but they could also lead to where you should be in a friendship. You could then thrive. Or you could realize, like, this friendship is not for me. So it does force you to, like, kind of take the bull by the balls in all relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
I kind of like that, though. I feel like people need to do that more often.
Mm-hmm. I also
instead of texting.
Yeah, the communication. Mm. And I like that you call it bull by the balls, because it's technically bull by the horns, but you're going straight to the balls.
Yeah. Straight to the ball sack. That's where you get them, where you want them, baby. Okay, so you guys, this person wrote in and said, are you interested in any other Bravo celebrities? The captain from Below Deck Down Under is interested in meeting you.
Googling. Do you know who this looks like?
Naturally, I Google this shit. Jason Chambers, he is fine.
Google. I need to see this guy. Jason, let's see.
I was like, I wanted to have no part of that until I saw Captain Jason.
Jason, come through.
Do you see him?
He's hot.
If not, I can just pass my phone to you. I took screenshots.
Oh, we've got
That's him, right?
He's so hot.
And he's a captain. That's even hotter.
From Down Under.
Down Under.
Crikey.
You can get dick below deck.
Oh, Easton. Not dick below deck.
Dick below deck. Oh, my, I'm sweating and getting wet.
He's handsome. Can we look up his age? Not that it matters. I just want to know.
Yeah, look up the age, because he is pretty fine.
That's daddy.
That's so daddy, isn't it?
He's like silver fox.
What are we thinking?
It's slowly moving.
Oh, it's...
How old is he?
Is he single, too? That's important.
I know.
He's
because
50.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
That's not bad at all. I'm going to be 33.
I am
33. By the time this airs, I'll be 33.
Yeah, that's healthy. I say holler.
I say holler, too, but I need to know his sign.
Well, let's get to it.
I need to know his sign and all of these things. And I also need to know, I wish that this girl would have written more context.
It says 43, Easton. Sorry, La. It just popped up.
He doesn't look...
No, Jason Chambers age. Do that. Back up a little.
No, you have to put Jason Chambers below deck
age,
down under.
43.
Yeah, I was going to say, he does not look 50.
Well...
That's even better.
I did say 50. Is, that says 50.
Yeah, but this says right here, because I don't know if he's lying about his age, but it says right here... The captain shows he is in fact 50. So I don't know if he's trying to lie about
his age. No, he doesn't look like someone that would lie.
Well, now it sounds like red flags everywhere. Is he 43 or is he 50?
You guys, I can't tell if I'm looking at the right guy or not.
No, you are.
I don't think so, because this guy looks totally different than the one that I was looking at before. Let me do some research and I'll get back to you. Maybe I need to go and get onto Peacock and watch Down Under.
Down below deck.
Yeah, below deck,
down under.
No, you're looking at the right guy. It's this guy. We're all looking at the right guy.
Yeah, but he looks a little different in the photo that I just saw. Like, looks completely different. So I need to do some research. I don't know about this.
He's age fishing.
Let's just say I probably wouldn't date anybody from Bravo. That just sounds like a clusterfuck that I don't want to be a part of. Doesn't it?
I mean, I think it sounds beautiful, but I also see you. I have high hopes with your next dating person. I've shouted out some names to you before that I won't say here, but I have high hopes. And I don't think Bravo.
I love high hopes. I just don't think Bravo. I want to be the only Bravo leb in the relationship. That just seems like a lot of chaos.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel like the show has more fans during filming post Scandoval? Yes. And I don't know what is going on, but my anxiety is at an all-time high.
Filming, not filming, or just in general?
Just my, what is that called? Social anxiety is at an all-time high. Like, I remember doing this podcast and someone had asked when we did an AMA, do you like when people come up to you? What are you showing?
Producer John sent me a link to Below Deck.
And now
he was stating he's 39.
But he's 43.
But he's in fact 50.
red flags everywhere.
We don't know this for
so
fact,
thanks
Jason.
To producer, we do not, but producer John sent it to me.
I don't know. Producer John is on his shit.
He's on his shit.
John.
But god damn, he does
look
great.
Look at the difference, though. Look at the difference.
Well, yeah, I think the captain one is very face-tuned. Like, he's got...
No, he's hot. He's
no matter
definitely
what, he looks
hot.
Good. But this looks like it. They face-tuned the shit out of it.
Well, it's been on for a while. You know?
That could
That's
also
like
be
showing
it.
Me this season and then season four. And it's like, oh, different human.
All right, right. I take it back.
It's called age and Botox.
Handsome man, though. Handsome man.
Back to your social anxiety, just because I'm
it's
fascinated.
It's at an all-time high. And when we did AMAs a while ago, someone had written in and asked, do you like, does it get annoying when fans come up to you asking for pictures? And I said, absolutely not. The whole reason I get to do what I love is because of my people, the fans, watching the show, supporting, you know, the brands, whatever it may be. That's why I get to do what I love. Cut to where we are now. I don't want to say that I get annoyed. I start having anxiety. It's the strangest thing, and I don't know what to do to fix it. But when we go and film, and there's a lot of people that come up and want pictures and things like that, normally I'm like, let's take all the pictures in the world. Recently, it's been kind of debilitating where my mind, even talking about it right now, I can feel my mind fogging up. Like my brain starts to kind of shut down and they'll be telling me these beautiful things and I'm like starting to kind of not like the heart starts racing, the mind starts going foggy and it's like I have to get out of here. Like I feel like I want to crawl out of my own skin. Has nothing to do with anybody like asking for pictures. I do love that, but it is strange what's been happening these past few months.
Yeah, it sounds like something you're dealing with because I watched you on tour spend, I mean, hours just talking and hearing people and engaging. I would have been exhausted after 5 minutes. So it must be an anxiety you're dealing with right now.
Could
I couldn't imagine
it.
No, I mean, no, I don't think that. I'm thinking we talked about this in one of the episodes, just like looking at the bigger picture of what I'm thinking about doing with my life. And maybe I'm just looking to kind of isolate for a moment. It's been back to back, nonstop, high energy, you know, whether it's talking about the show or like we said, rebranding, talking about, you know, maybe having another baby. It's a lot. And I'm just feeling like I'm taking on a lot of energy that I just can't take on right now.
Right.
Like I need to go to Palm Springs. I need to put the phone away, tell everyone to leave me alone for a few days and just kind of recharge.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like I need.
Then that's what you should get. I also feel, do you think you're an empath? Because I've watched you, like I said, on tour and people tell you these stories and I almost see like if it's a sad story, like your body change, like you're, I'm like, she's physically taking on this emotion and that can drain someone quickly. Do you think that's, you're an empath?
One of my biggest pet peeves is when anyone says, I'm an empath. So I'm not going to say that okay. I am, because it literally kills me when someone says that to me. Okay. Not about me, but when someone refers to themselves as an empath, I'm like, please shut up.
Right.
My God. Be quiet.
Okay.
And they're usually so up their own ass. Okay. So I don't know if I am or not. I know I get affected by people's stories and then I start spiraling a bit. So if you want to call it that, let's call it that.
Sounds like it to me.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com. spelled NutraFol.com. Promo code Lala. That's NutraFol.com. Promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Your absolute favorite cosmetic procedure. You look bomb emoji, fire emoji.
That's right.
Got eyebrows to the ceiling. Sometimes when I'm watching the podcast on YouTube, I'm like, I feel like I need to go like this. Look how high they get.
That's your face shape, La. Those are your natural brows. Look at Ocean. Her brows are like, bing.
Yeah, they are like that. There was a time that I got Botox in my eyebrows and they were like this high and it was terrifying.
Can you please tell us? Because I need to know what I need to get first and I think I know what you're going to say.
My favorite procedure, I have two. Okay?
Can we take a guess first?
What take would a guess. Assume? I want you to guess what mine would be.
Oh, I'm going to say Botox.
Oh, I love the Bodhi.
Is it?
Love that, the Bodhi. But I...
lip
this
filler?
Is so hard.
That's a good guess.
Oh, I didn't even think about the lip filler.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's talk about injections and then like a facial filler. Procedure that you don't need like needles injecting something into your face. I would say my favorite procedure with needles would be Botox. I think filler gets scary. I love my jawline that I have not injected in years upon years. The last time I had my jawline injected by Dr. Diamond was probably... right before going into season 8 of filming.
Can I maybe
so
go
long ago.
In on 2024?
I'm going to talk to somebody about getting your jaw filled up because genetically we just don't have that on our side. Mm. I would say for the procedure, like just topical shit, I love the PRP. I like the laser beforehand. And then the PRP is where they take the plasma, and you guys are going to think I'm a weirdo, but they now have man-made plasma that they can put on your face so that you don't have to draw your blood. I don't think it works as well. I've tried it. I like the results after when they take my blood and spin the platelets and then take the plasma, put it on the face, and then roll it in. You definitely need numbing cream because they're like digging into your face with these micro needles. To create little wounds that then heal back up perfectly. That's my favorite. But I think I'm going to have a new favorite soon because Lee from Skin Tight Aesthetics is doing this Pico laser on me to get rid of my melasma that is like, it just will not go away. It will not go away.
Does the laser hurt?
I have to imagine.
You're numb.
Oh, okay. Because my laser tattoo, I'm like, if it felt like that on my face, I'd pass out.
It's not as intense as that.
I heard you can those go worse super than tattoos. Intense.
They're bad. You can go.
What does?
Lasering. Like
hurts worse than tattoo?
Yeah, the lasering hurts.
100 times worse. Yeah.
Absolutely.
100 times. I've never had it done.
Oh, God. It's awful.
I'd rather just cover it up with something huge.
But that's not what it feels like when you guys get like your legs.
Ben Affleck. And just get a rising phoenix.
I'm going to get a rising phoenix on my face. And just really commit. Just neck to face.
That's sick. Right. The flame should be on your face.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel like when you guys are getting like your legs lasered, what does that feel like?
Yeah, La, does legs feel like your face? When you're getting legs, vagina?
No.
Oh.
So face different.
No. Okay. The legs, it feels like a rubber band whipping me, like a hot rubber band. But they don't numb your legs. They numb your face.
Some of the hardest laughs I've ever gotten, and I won't say exactly why unless Lala wants me to, is going to Lala's laser appointments.
I'll tell you exactly why, Jessica. By the way, she consents to this, by the way. Okay?
I consent.
By the way, she consented.
Not only do I consent, I go, can I go in with you?
Because there is a point in time. Where they do the cookie, and then they tell me to lay on my stomach and pull my ass cheeks apart to get the butthole.
and I die.
It's I laugh so hard. And she's like, oh, and her like ass is spread apart like, by her hands.
Oh, shit.
I'm crying.
No, it's the most vulnerable you'll ever feel. Getting your cookie and butthole lasered is so intense, and you feel very exposed.
It's so funny. I feel it in my own vagina and butthole. So I'm like about to pass out, crying, laughing. Like it's so many emotions in a matter of seconds.
How do you feel about bleached assholes, by the way?
Bleached assholes? We've had a conversation about this. I like your opinion on them because at first I was like, yes, I would bleach my asshole if I got the chance. But then you said something and I was like, great point. And what did you say, Law?
I just like kind of like it to be a little brown.
You like it to be brown?
It kind of looks like it's going to kill you if it's bleached.
What do you guys like a man's asshole to look like?
I'm not going near that thing, so I don't really
care. I don't go near that area.
I mean, I've done years and years and years ago. Thank God I'm with a partner. Not thank God. I'm with a partner who doesn't enjoy butt stuff. Years ago, I hooked up with one guy who liked a finger in his ass, and I did it, but it was like, I had nails. Like, so how do you like this? No, but
how far?
Oh, my God.
If this is the butthole and this is the finger.
Okay, here's the butthole.
Tell me. Okay.
No, it was like scary. And not only was it one finger, you guys.
He wanted two.
He put his hand down there and he put the second finger
in
there.
How far?
For you?
It was probably like I started like this and I ended probably like whole finger deep.
Oh!
In the asshole. Like, to me, I was...
And then do you swirl or do you just leave
it
there?
I was just kind of... No, I don't just... I'm,
swirl?
I'm not soaking my finger in his asshole. I'm like moving it around because we're doing other
moving
stuff.
Moving it around because we're
but
doing
it was like,
stuff.
So like this, maybe?
Yeah, moving it around.
With the nails.
With the
ow.
Nails. So, oh my God. But in my mind, it was like a chemistry lesson because I'm like,
puncture his intestine.
Yeah,
I was about to say shit blood.
I was like, this is what the inside of an asshole feels like. Oh, interesting. And I was just like feeling around. Never in my life was
you are the ass man.
It was the one and done.
Feeling around.
I was just feeling around. But Easton, do you like a bleached asshole on a lady or a man?
I'm just lucky to get there.
Okay.
Wait, you're
I'll
just
take whatever what's given.
Oh, that's so nice, Easton. Yeah. You're such
whatever
a gentleman.
You guys have.
But
it's great for me.
Lala made a great point. She goes, I don't bleach my nipples. That
if
would
I,
be weird.
No,
it would be weird.
If I saw a bleached asshole, I'd be like, you do this too much.
Oh, it's just you think it's mainly
not like
anal.
The bleach. Yeah, I'd be like, you're showing this off to too many people.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. I just think a little cute brown pucker is right. What it
just,
should be like.
Yeah.
I'm not looking. I'm looking for nipples to be colorful, my asshole to be colorful. I just want a nice little colorful body, you know? Everything's the way it's supposed to be, the way God intended the
Amen.
Color to be, you know? You know? I just feel like if it was like supposed to be like super white. But then again, you know, if you want your asshole bleached, I just feel like that's a lot of work. And like, how do they get it bleached?
How do they get it bleached? Is it actual bleach? Is it dangerous?
Oh my God. Can we move on from bleached assholes? I know I'm the one that brought us onto the topic, but it's taking a turn. This person wants to know, how do you deal with everyone drinking around you? I'm newly sober, 1 month and struggling. Easton, how do you deal with it? Because you have been sober for a little bit now. Well, you don't drink.
Honestly, because most people repeat themselves 1,000 times. That's what I've noticed. But it's you can kind of be a dick. Not like, but like when they're telling you can
no,
be like, yeah, you've said that.
Establishing boundaries.
Yeah, like you've said that before or things like that. So like when I'm out, I mean, I always usually have like something in my hand so I fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually I'm going around with just a couple of my friends, but I usually just go and talk to multiple people at it just so I can hear the story once.
Oh, yeah.
So I just mingle a bit
Exit
more.
Strategy.
And the one thing that I always remember is most everyone's drunk here, so it doesn't matter what the hell I'm doing.
That's so true.
So, like, yeah. Like, it's honestly, it's even better because I'm like, you know what? Half of these motherfuckers are going to forget this tomorrow, and I can just move through whatever I need to do. I've walked away from conversations like, all right, I'm already done.
I mean,
with multiple people involved.
Right.
But, like, no one says anything. They keep talking, and they're drunk. And then they're just going to keep talking drunkly to their friends. So it's just like, it's almost like an anxiety relief being sober and out.
I think so too. And I think it's been easy to not easy. I put a lot of work into sobriety, but it's been okay being around people who drink, because I immediately, again, I'm in a program, and I think it's very important to remember what got you sober, right? That's why I always talk about like your rock bottom moment, like what changed. It doesn't have to be insane where, you know, something horrific happened. Your rock bottom could be anything, just the day you decided not to pick up. And if you always remember that moment, and I learned this in a meeting, how important the first step is, right? Like admitting you have a problem, because you go into, why am I here? I hit a rock bottom moment. What did it look like? And if you can remember those moments, then being around people who are drinking, you know how it ends, right? Tomorrow, they're going to feel like shit. They're going to deal with the Sunday scaries. Tonight, they're talking a million miles an hour, but they're on loop. It's like they're... It sounds fun. If you don't have a drinking problem, by all means, like, drink. Go pound. I don't give a shit. But this sweet girl is talking about how she's been 1 month sober, which, first of all, like, congratulations. The first 30 days are the hardest, and that's huge. But, like, don't go to places that are going to trigger you. And if you know, like, I can go out, and the longer you stay sober, you start noticing, like, okay, we're at the tipping point right now. Like, everyone's had too much, and this is where I leave.
Yep.
Like, I know it like the back of my hand. I'm like, I'm going to go the first few drinks. Everyone's going to be fun. I'm going to be fun. But then they start being not fun. That's my time to, like, go home and enjoy my life.
And you leave because it gets tempting, or you leave because you know it's going to get messy?
It gets messy. Okay. I don't want to listen to your stupid story three more times. Like, no offense, I'm not interested. I wasn't even interested the first time, but, like, I pretended to be interested. Now you're going to make me sit here because you're drunk and tell it 17 more times? I'm out.
Yeah.
And the amount of respect you get when someone knows that you are not drinking, it just changes. So keep it up. You got this, girl.
Bravo.
Bravo, bravo. How do you not compare your kids to the others? It's so hard at this age. I don't compare Ocean to other kids, and I don't know why, but I just don't. That could change with a second baby. I'm telling you what, the only time in my life that I've been able to find the gray and haven't been so high strung is being a mom, which is so crazy. You would think Ocean is my third child because I'm just like, whatever. You know, she doesn't get a nap today. What are you going to do?
I think it's good having Gigi around, though.
I was just
That's
thinking.
That's exactly. Yeah.
Like, I feel
I'm so
because
happy
it's
you said
a good,
that.
I feel like she's a good, like,
even a calming force.
Yeah. And she had you, and obviously you turned out amazing. So when you aren't putting her down for a nap and Gigi's, like, also not, it's like, it's reassuring. Like, okay, she doesn't need it. Gigi also.
Right.
Because, you know, so it's like, it just having that.
Because she's dealt with two kids who are totally okay.
So when I see her dealing with Ocean, I'm like, you know what? We're here, so I trust you by all means.
Right.
So yeah. No, I think Gigi's a good one on that.
I know. I don't. Because I think a lot of people do compare their kids to other people's kids. Especially when you have kids the same age.
Yeah. I do wonder. Yeah. If, because you've said this before on the podcast that you've, at doctor's appointments, Ocean has been told she's ahead. And I wonder if it's been different, if she was told or you were told maybe she's a little behind, if you then start comparing.
I think maybe if that were to happen, yes, you would start comparing. Mm-hmm. But when I watch Ocean and then I watch Summer Moon, Summer is very good at sitting still, and she will go through her flashcards A through Z like a champion. My daughter will get to E and then everything's a W. You know that she's messing with you. She wants no part of it. And
She
gets up and walks away. She's all over the place. My mom watched Summer the other day and was like, La, Summer Moon compared to Ocean is so fucking chill.
She even told me that. She goes, watching this kid is the greatest. She goes, she sat down for 45 minutes and colored and didn't do anything. She goes, Ocean could never.
Ocean goes from Play-Doh time, chop it up, bored, let's play doctor, bored, let's cook, bored, let's color, bored, let me bounce all over the furniture. She's got,
wild.
From what people have told me, girls are more chill, usually, and boys are kind of off the wall. Ocean's got boy energy. She's hucking shit. She's throwing balls at the wall. She's stacking up chairs to jump off the chairs into the ball pit. She's bouncing off the freaking walls.
Wild. Which is crazy because she has two other sisters. No boys to like
There's
teach
no
her
boys.
This.
It's
so she's just doing it.
Freaking wild child.
Wild child.
Living her best life. I want to end this on a super positive note. How do you stay motivated and not listen to the negative thoughts? Jessica, how do you stay positive and not listen to negative thoughts? You are now on the podcast. You've noticed it for a long time. People commenting on your voice or whatever the fuck they comment on. How do you stay above?
That's a good question. I feel like it's not maybe fair for me to answer this, but I was just talking to Kyle about this. I come from a family who, good or bad, a ton of siblings, we all just teased each other and made fun of each other. I mean, constant ragging on each other in a fun way. I still go home and that's our dynamic and our energy. So I don't take myself too seriously and I don't take comment. I laugh things off like crazy. That's just my way of doing things. I understand other people take comments seriously, but I just think like I've told you before a lot, it's like when I see a mean comment, especially if it's so off base, it's like someone looking at me and being like, your blue hair is so ugly and disgusting. It disgusts me that you have blue hair. I would look at them and be like, okay, honey, are you okay? Like I would be concerned for them and be like, sure. And just kind of like laugh it off or walk away. And that's how I feel. So That's how I stay positive.
That's actually brilliant, Jessica.
And I surround myself with people I love and anybody. I don't care about anyone else's opinion. I appreciate when I get love, but I just don't care. Just like you've said that to me before, right? Like you care about the people who are around you, who love you. But everyone else, like who cares? I don't know you.
I find that there's like two different things, right? Like the comment section and then my own negative thoughts. When I'm having negative thoughts, because they do happen, where I'm like, I'm never going to reach the goals that I want. I'm never going to have this because you're like, how could I? You think I'm going to have that? Look at the way that I'm like living right now. How could those things ever even exist? And then you remember, I try to go to a time where everything was all good. And how quickly it became not good.
Right.
The same thing can happen with everything not being good and then the next day it being fucking great.
Right.
So I like to purge onto a page everything that I'm feeling, right? Like, I feel like I can't accomplish this and then dig into the why, right? Write it down, write it down, write it down. Once you purge onto a page or onto a person, then I feel like the real work can start. Where you're like, okay, this is how I'm feeling. I now know the reason, and now I need to switch my way of thinking. We always talk about mind over matter. And if you don't mind, it don't matter.
Hey. That's why I love therapy, though. Then,
right. Mm-hmm. I'm like a therapist.
You are.
Without any sort of degree.
Right? Just freelance.
And the comment section, I avoid at all costs because I have seen how mean people get, and it will put me in my grave. So it's just better to not look.
So you don't look.
No.
I laugh it off. How Me? Do you feel? If you get any negativity, which I haven't seen.
No, to everybody who's been saying something, thank you very much. It does mean a lot to me because this is new shit to me.
Everyone's trying to swoop in and make you their husband.
They are.
Hey, I kind of like
you
it.
You don't
though.
Have a husband.
Yeah. You don't have a husband.
Nah, I need a wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going.
You know, but keep going.
How do you stay above?
There's nothing that somebody can say to me that I haven't said to myself or thought of myself.
Okay.
So there's nothing that you can say to me that is already like that's
worse. New information.
Yeah. Because I'm my worst critic. So even if I read something, I never take it like, oh, fuck this person. Like I'm always like, all right, how can I learn from what they're saying?
Yeah.
How can I be better? So I don't really care because I've thought about it and I've said it to myself. So I'm like, all right, they're just pointing it out again.
Can I tell you the best way to get over a troll? Have Lisa, my mom, read the comment out loud.
She's so great.
And she laughs or what?
No, she's just
How does she read it? So monotone.
Oh, she does.
You are the best. I love it when you
But read a troll. Read a troll. It'll be like, you are so fucking stupid, you bitch. And it's like, the way she reads it, it makes you go, wow, if I read that out loud, it actually isn't that bad. Like, she read one that was talking about, like, a forehead, and she was like, you stupid five-headed bitch.
And I'm like, definitely a comment to me. And she goes,
what is a five-headed bitch?
I'll show you what a five-headed bitch is right here, honey. That's, five-headed bitch.
That's a forehead.
No.
This is a forehead.
That's a forehead.
Yeah.
This is a 10 head, but we love it. We love that about me because it means big brain.
You know what? Ocean got a big brain too.
Ocean's got a noggin on it.
You watch your fucking mouth.
Oh, you watch your filthy fucking mouth.
You troll.
Hey, I have multiple.
You troll.
Noggin head.
I love a big head.
She's got the greatest head.
She has a big body, gorgeous head.
Yeah, Walter Hogan. Remember how big his head was?
Yeah, and she's got a brain that's beautiful and smart and kind.
Shout out to Walter Hogan and his big head.
You watch your filthy fucking mouth. Just kidding.
She's...
She'd do that.
It's true. That's why she got lethal on me.
And I
that
was
means
like,
because she's a genius.
She's a genius, and she's gorgeous, and she's perfect. And
she looks
I'm,
like a little cake pop.
Easton, she I'm about to beat pop. Your ass. My daughter can never listen to this.
Why? She's the cutest.
I too.
She's perfection.
Am a cake pop.
You're a cake pop too.
I got this big bobbly wobbly head. Kyle's always like
the
your head.
Body?
He'll hug me and he'll go, "It's so big. Yeah. Your head. It's
I look
so
like
big."
A blow pop right now.
I just laugh.
You know what? Like mom said.
She's perfect.
You are perfect. No, Every one of us is perfect. Ocean's perfect. And
she's
you know
about
what?
To slam me.
We
she's like, you're
help.
Perfect.
We can't help the way that we look.
What Lisa says, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right?
That's exactly right.
Lisa's
That's exactly
Gandhi.
Right. Someone who you think is busted, someone could come in and be like, gorgeous. And they're the beholder of the beauty. So.
A man's trash is another man's garbage.
Not trash.
One man's trash is another one's potpourri. I don't know. It's some kind of soup.
I'm so glad that movie's coming back.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Winter coming.
All right, you guys. I promise we're sober here. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Give Them Lala podcast AMA version. We will catch you next week.
Bye.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.